Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for this wonderful new birth where we look to you, Jesus, and in looking to you, we see what's been made available to us in the Father. Thank you, your mercies are new every morning. You write the laws on our hearts and our minds, and we've been refreshed with new faith, faith for this day, faith according to the plan that you've got for us, and that you open up so it comes by faith, this wonderful plan, this wonderful love, Father God. And so we thank you for this new insight, Lord, this new inspiration this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. The readings are 1 Thessalonians 1, and it's from verse 6 to the end of the chapter, verse 10.
You became imitators of us and through us of the Lord, after you welcomed our message in a time of great trouble with the joy supplied by the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For the word of the Lord has resounded from you and has echoed like thunder, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place. The news of your great faith in God has spread, so that we never need to say anything about it. For they themselves report about us, telling what kind of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to look forward and confidently wait for the coming of his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who personally rescued us from the coming wrath and draws us to himself, granting us all the privileges and rewards of a new life with him.
Hallelujah. It's just so beautiful. You know, we were all dead in sin, and that is believing lies, believing the father of lies. And so we were kept short of the glory. We fell short of the glory, and we were kept short in the glory. But then the Lord of glory, Jesus, the true picture of the love of God for humanity, for the true picture of the works that needs to take place in a child of the living God. And why? Because as much as the Father loved him, he loves us. So that beautiful picture, you know, was ampersus locus. It's something that attracted us. I mean, that life resonates with our spirit when we hear about Jesus and we read his story, and we the spirit witnesses, because why? It's a faith of our birth. We were predestined in Christ before the foundation of the earth, and so we came to that place of rebirth and saying, Lord, you are Lord, you are King, you are our Master. And then wonderful treasures open up every day. And remember, some of the first ones was that he's not ashamed to call us brethren, because we're all from one source. We are the God class. We've come from God, and we've come to have a relationship with him, to tune in on a daily basis, hourly basis, a minute, be aware of him at all times. And then we can be relevant. And here we've seen it, the beautiful work of Paul, that also was lost, but then he woke up, God met him. And then the Lord was waking him up every day to newness of life. And this is what would, so this waiting is not because we haven't, the Lord's not with us and we aren't born again. This waiting and taking is just starting to see, develop, like a child would develop in his own family, natural family. We developing in our spiritual family on a day-to-day basis, and we are waking up to the plan and purposes God has got for us. And that in turn wakes other people up to also start looking to the Lord. And in looking to the Lord, who you looking at? You're looking at the love of the Father. You're waking up to faith. You're waking up to the love of the Father for you. So This is what it's all about. And this came 2,000 years ago. We've been challenged now by their lives. And now us here at the end of the age, we are being challenged to see the face of our birth, to look into the mirror of the splendor that is available for us in Jesus. And so wake up to the love of God and then arise and shine. So arise and shine. We are in a time now where the foundation has been laid and the house has been built over 2,000 years, and we're coming now to the closing of this age here, where the roof gets put on. And so keep your focus. Stay in tune. Stay in faith, not in fear. Stay in the love of God, because that's what faith is. It's the love of God, and it's new every morning. Amen. So be blessed to know that you are loved by the Lord. He's opening your eyes to see what you need to see. And then the beauty of it, there's nothing when this relationship is number one and first in your life that doesn't come to pass, because God is waking you up. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is waking you up to your destiny, because you were predestined in Christ before the foundation of the earth to be holy and blameless in their sight. So it's in this union, this walk, it's in, and now before the walk, it's in this faith, believing what God believes, and then the walk comes. Amen. So there's good works laid out for us at this time, and we wake up to it morning by morning, and it's works relevant to bringing this world back to the way it's supposed to be, because that's why Jesus came. That's why the Father sent him. Amen. God so loved the world, he sent his Son, not to condemn the world, but to save it. Praise God, we saved, and now we just developing on schedule and making a difference. Amen.
Amen.